Blog Talk Radio. Jesus. Can we talk about Jesus? Can we talk about his goodness? Can we talk about his glory? Can we talk about his mercy? Can we come to Jesus with thanksgiving in our heart and praise on our lips? Just want to talk about Jesus. We need a song about Jesus. Oh, we look on the news and we got all kinds of different things going on that is real. That we can't say that it's not. Those are real things that is going on in our world of which we live, in our world of which we're raising our families. This is real life. This is real devastation. So don't you think that we need a song about Jesus? We need the word of Jesus. Jesus is real. He's a real God, and he's the one who's able to do all things but fail. He's the answer to every situation that you hear in the news. He is the one. He's the way, the one and only way back to our Father. He is the bridge, the gap that closes us and brings us back out of sin into our Father for the place that he has prepared for us, that where he is, that one day we too may be. Hallelujah for Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah for Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead and praise him. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. Hallelujah. What a good God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for another opportunity to just be here. Hello out there in Blog Talk Radio land. It is I again, Evangelist Von Dumas with Tri-Anointed Ministries. We believe in the Trinity, in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, who's able to bless our spirit, our mind, and our bodies. And we are asking God to jump in here, step in the midst of his ministry, and talk to you about your situation. Give answers to you about your healing. Give answers to me and all of the ones that is requesting prayer requests today. And I thank God and rejoice with the ones that has praise reports for those prayer requests that has came to pass. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you for our jobs. Thank you for everything, dear Father. He's just so wonderful. So wonderful. We're going to be starting with our scripture tonight. And it's Psalms 100, New Testament. Remember, we're going to kind of go to the split our Bible in the middle, and let's look at Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 reads, "Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth." We are a part of the earth. We are in the earth, so we should do what? I didn't hear you. There you go. Shout for joy. When you go to the sports events or where you go to your kids' events, and you are so proud, and you shout, you get excited, you shout, hallelujah. So God wants us to be encouraged in him and find joy in him, and that joy should overflow. We should find ourselves shouting for joy to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Talking is one thing, but shouting and just living the life is another thing. You can just walk around in joy all day long because of the Lord. I'm not talking about getting weird and not able to carry on conversations with people, but I'm talking about just in a joy that regardless of what you go through or what people are saying to you, oh, it's the joy of the Lord that you have decided that you're loving enough that you're going to stay right there in his presence all day long throughout your day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your joy. So first one again says, shout to the joy, for the joy to the Lord, all the earth. Every living thing, let them shout for the joy of the Lord. Verse 2 says, worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. We need a song about the Lord. We need a song about Jesus. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Hallelujah. For the Lord is what? Good. Has it been good to you, sisters? Has it been good to you, brothers? I don't care where you're at right now. You may be sitting in a pile of sin right now,
But come on, in your heart, can you just shout out that, yes, he's still been good to you with the choices that you've made? Hallelujah, and you're still not dead? You still haven't lost your kids? Your loved ones still haven't turned you in? You haven't lost your job? You just got another job? With the choices that we've made? Hallelujah. We should be able to shout with joy that God is good. Hallelujah. Blog Talk Radio listeners, I know God is good to you. God is good. Go ahead and shout around your place. You deserve to shout because God has been good to you. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when we enter into our courts, enter into the gates, we want to make sure that we're entering in the gates with thanksgiving, not asking, but just coming thanking him, just praising him as we enter into the court. It's a way that you have to come before the Lord. You just can't run up on the Lord just any old kind of way and expect to get a deeper and deeper relationship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We got to come to him again with thanks and praise in his name. Because the name is the name above all names, right? So we want to praise his name. The name is the name that we can just put, call cancer out. Get out of my body. Hallelujah. Call out divorces. Get out of my family. Hallelujah. Call out separation from kids and parents. Get out of our situation. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And it's bullseye each and every time. In the what? Name of Jesus. What's your situation? Put it under the blood. Forget about your bloodline. I don't care who you came from, what generational curse has been plaguing your family. Take that blood that's in your veins and put it under the blood of Jesus Christ. Be washed clean. Be healed. Be set free. And decide, I'm not going to live with just the blood that is just given to me through my veins. I'm going to live in royalty with the blood of Jesus Christ because I've been washed under the blood of Jesus Christ. Ooh! There it is. There it is. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We're trying to finish this scripture. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Verse 5 says, for the Lord his love endures forever. Forever. You ever had anyone tell you that they would love you forever? They would love you always and forever. Pastors, you ever married anyone who stood at the altar and they said over and over again, well, I would love each other. They took vows that they would love each other forever and ever and ever. However, and those same people that you stood there and they looked so cute, the families were all excited. Somewhere down the road, something came between that love and broke that love apart, and they were not that same lovely couple as they were when you married them. Hallelujah. But the word says here in our scripture, again, Psalms 100, verse 5, but the Lord is good, and his love endures what? Forever, forever, forever. Hallelujah. It's just a great sense of peace to know and comfort that he's going to love me forever. He may not love the behavior that I exhibit, just like we with our kids. They do something that you don't like the behavior, but you should never stop loving that kid. God will always love us. He may chastise us, but it's because he loves us too much to leave us in the dirty situation that he finds us in, that the choices we make get us in, that have us all hiding in caves, sitting inside of different prison walls, whether you're in an institution or in your home. But his love still endures forever. His love still endures forever. I know that situation didn't work out the way that you thought it would work out. But his love still endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then it says his faithfulness continues through all generations. Through all generations, his faithfulness continues. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your scripture. Thank you, Lord, for your scripture. Thank you for just all that you are and all that you do. Thank you, Lord. All right. Thanks to God. It is day six. Day six, here we are, moving right along. God's spirit is so good. I have received some wonderful responses back from the 30-day New Believer Studies. God bless you. I love hearing your response. You know, this is God's work. This is God's doing. But, you know, just to hear from you, it just overjoys my heart just to get a prayer request or tell me your praise report, just to tell me of something that the Word has done for you to set you free. Hallelujah. And I remind everyone on every day that it is not I, Evangelist Vaughn. It is he who lives inside of me. I move back so he can step in and tell you your situation. Hallelujah, because that's his job. That's, you are his creation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So I do receive all of the things that you say about my obedience and open myself up to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I do remind the, you know, not to reverence I, but reverence the Lord. But you're right. I thank God for the obedience. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. No appointment necessary. No appointment is necessary for our subject tonight. No appointment is necessary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have had our scripture, and before we get started, just want to say again, hello to everyone out there in the chat room. Hello to everyone on the line. Sister Barbara, I'm glad you was able to once again join us tonight. God bless you. You're so patient and so sweet, and we just appreciate you each and every day. And is there anything in particular you wanted to say to us tonight?
Well, I just want to say that God is good, you know. God is good, and God is faithful. I've been stuck on for today is just ask, and he'll give it to us. I had been kind of slowly but surely looking for I spelled it out to myself. I thought I did, and I prayed about it. It's about 2 years now that I wanted a Honda Accord 4-door EX with a CD and a cassette tape. And sure enough, God put that right in front of my face about a week ago. He gave me a Honda Accord Red, which you know I love red, CD, cassette, EX with low mileage. So that was just a blessing of God. So this week is just that I've been studying on that. Just ask, because he said we have not because we ask not. And I've just been listening to Bishop Noel Jones preach on just ask. You know, if you need a husband, ask God. Spell it out what kind of husband you want, because you just don't want any husband.
Amen.
You want a God-fearing husband. You need a job, spell it out what job you want. Let him know. So I just been on studying with Pastor Noah Jones this week, and just ask, but he will give it to you.
Thank you, Jesus. What a word.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something else that you said. You said about 2 years ago with the car situation, you know, you have to be, the Word tells us to come to him. We just spoke about that in Psalms 100. When we come to him in with thanksgiving, thanking him for
mm-hmm.
the situation. And even though it was a couple of years ago, you know, because your patience is what still bought it through, because God already saw back when you asked for it, you know, he already saw that description. And it was many of them that could have came your way, but he said, no, that one don't have the low miles. This one here don't have this one. This one has been abused, and they're trying to cover it up. But,
you know what, in her time, here it is. This is the one for you. So
that's right.
That don't mean that the answer is no. It just means God is preparing the one that you need, the one that you asked for. And in his timing, he knows this is when you needed it.
And the one that I had been buying, you know, those little books you get at Kroger's and stores and looking at cars, going to try them out. And me and my niece just going everywhere to Lisa find one. She would say, hey, come on over here, buy one, so try it out. We go one weekend, just try them out. Nah, I got too much mileage. With the every intention of the car being for me, that was every intention. But after I talked to my mother on last weekend, I was asking her how she's doing. Oh, this car is giving me problems. I tell you, I don't know what's wrong with this car. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I said that to myself, thank you, Jesus. This car is not for me. This car is for Mama. I'm going to give this car to Mama because my legs are too long for it anyway. I'm so used to driving my SUV. My Ford is full. My legs got room. I said, thank you, Jesus. That's what I'll do. I'll just surprise her with this car. And so, hallelujah, I had been searching. That's what he's given me, and that's what I'm doing this weekend, taking her that car, which she don't know it. It's going to be a surprise to her, but I'm just going to bless her with that car.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, the blessing of the Lord, because he knew such a day as this, such a time as this, she was going to need that car. How often does God work like that? How often does he
Amen.
Work like that? We can listen to the ministry of our sister Juanita Bynum. How many cars did that sister bought that she thought was her and got all excited and she didn't even get to enjoy it? And he said, hand it.
Hey, I thought it was mine.
And to that person, and, you know, and even to her mother for once, everything. That's just been the way it is. I do that same thing. God is so good, so good. And you know what? The joy that givers as we are get out of just giving and seeing somebody receive that precious gift. And it can be even small things. I know it was a watch, and it had a nice bracelet to go with it. And I saw this about a year ago, and I saved up, and I ended up, and I bought that watch and bracelet. And it was a pretty brown, looked like a glass rock brown. And they were just gorgeous, but I never seemed to ever, once I got it home, me wearing it never was really something that I enjoyed as much as I did just seeing it there. And so I always kept it in the case, and every now and then I would pull it out and I would put it on, and I always got compliments on it, always. Well, I guess about a month ago, I was at work, and another manager, she came up, and another Holyfield woman of God, she came up and she saw it, and I just happened to wear it that day. And she said, oh, my, this is so gorgeous. Oh, this is a blessing. Oh, I have something that would fit this so much. I've been looking for something like this. Tell me where you got it. Immediately, I thought back to the day that I saw that in that case. And the Holy Spirit told me, well, your joy was of this time for right now. Because immediately, I knew I got joy, overjoyed from seeing it because I needed to give it to this sister. It wasn't mine. That's why I never could feel so comfortable wearing it. It wasn't mine to wear. Hallelujah. So it was her. And just for me to just be able to just take it off right then and there and say, here, both of them, here it is, it's yours. And she said, what do you mean it's mine? It's yours. She said, well, you know what? I believe, hey, you know, I'm not going to block my blessing if you said, hey, I'm getting ready to walk off, baby. It's yours. I'm excited about it. I'll bring you the case to it tomorrow. It is yours. So I understand that is so good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And can you imagine the expression and the look on your face, the joy in your heart of how it really doesn't matter how too much they receive it. That plays a part. But just to know that you gave, that's just a big thing. Just a
amen.
From your heart. So,
amen. I just felt that car was not mine because when I got in it, Lisa was like, oh, Barbara, your legs are real long for this car. I was like, oh, we drove around about 3 hours and my legs started hurting. I said, you know what, this car is not for me. This car is not for me. It's not for me. So I knew that God had chosen it for her. So I was like, well, God, all right, I'm going to pay for it, but I'm going to definitely give it to her. Well, I could not. It's not for me. So I believe that God has something else better for me. and more my size. And so
he's not going to give you a car that you're uncomfortable in. He's just not going
to. No, because my legs really hurt. My legs are really all cramped up, and I'm like, I can't deal with this. So
wow.
I was like, well, Mama would really enjoy it. She would really enjoy this car. So, but as I was speaking to her last night, I said, well, I'm going to, what are you doing this weekend? I believe I'll ride up. I'll bring your gift to you that I bought for you in Miami when I went down there with Patrice. I never did tell her about the car, so she's going to be really shocked. So,
Hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah.
No appointment necessary, you know.
Right.
All you have to do is just talk to him like Bishop said, you know. God is a personal God. You don't
Amen.
Have to happen. You don't have to set appointments with him. God is right there. He's a personal
mm-hmm.
God. That's why
yes.
I say all the time. Make sure that you know God for yourself.
That's
Make sure
right.
that you have a relationship with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to stand on the relationship that your mother built on with God.
That's right.
Your father or sister or brother built. You need
That's
your own
right.
relationship. Because
your own relationship.
All independent. And your life has only been lived by you. I may have
yes.
had moments in it, but you know your life more than I do. And only God knows the things that I don't know. So you need that personal relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We all need our own. No appointments necessary. We don't have any excuses. Our deepest loved ones, we even have to call them to let them know I'm coming over our
Emma.
Are you free this day? Can you go do this with me this day?
Well, take a minute. I got a call.
Hallelujah.
Important
call.
But
the most important thing is that he has not set up any appointments with us. Any time that we call him, he said, I'm there. I'm there. I will be there with you. I will be there for you. God bless you. So no appointments necessary. So getting jumping right into it. God is God, and sometimes we have to take out our time and just get the things out, just speak about things, like even the car situation here or different things, just because it's important. We're still praising God even in the midst of just telling the wonderful blessings that he's bestowing in our life each and every day. So have you ever wondered how to talk to God? Have you ever wondered just, where do I start? How do I talk to God? Have you ever wondered if God really listens to you? So you know what? I'm grieving. This has happened here. That has happened there. Is God really listening to me? Someone says, but I prayed that God don't take my loved one. And that he still took my loved one. Is God really listening to me? How do I talk to God? You know, you can say, hey, I've been in the world all my life, and now all of a sudden this here has come up on me. I feel like the Holy Spirit is within me. I want to love God. I want to be a Christian. I want to walk a true life. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a Sunday Christian. I don't want to just be an Easter and Christmas Christian. I want to be the full, real McCoy. But you say, how do I talk to God? Hallelujah. What is it I can expect from my relationship? Hallelujah. So let's start in the book of Mark. Book of Mark is in the New Testament. And we're going to look at chapter 11. We're going to read from verse 20 through 24. Again, we're going to the New Testament. Mark is the second book of the New Testament. Hallelujah. While we're turning there, I will just speak on the fact that thank God for some of the remarks and some of the things that you say. Little things that may kind of pass me by mean the world to a lot of people, and that is so God in the midst of it. Hallelujah. I have a lot of response about just learning the different chapters of the Bible and where they at, and I've had response from you saying, you know, it's funny, you know, the way that you bring it across. And, however, it's still educational that we're actually learning something from it. And there's one lady said, and I'm teaching my kids and the people around me through the same method that you use to teach
me, Evangelist Vaughn. So God bless you. Another lady was telling me, she said, I actually went back and sat down and had a study, and I basically said almost the same thing you were saying, the way that you taught it to me through the Holy Spirit. I asked the Holy Spirit to do the same thing, and I used the notes that I took from your sermon, the way you taught it to us, I used those exact notes, but the Holy Spirit touched my life, and now I was speaking it. He was using me to speak those words to the people I knew. She said, I hope you don't mind. I'm here to tell you, sister, I don't mind. You continue to take notes off of any word in here because this is God's word. This is a living word. You can take the notes, preach it back the same way that God tells you to preach it. Hallelujah, because he's a living God. So if he's within you, his word will come out to the people that you're speaking to in the way that he needs it to be. So no, you're not copying off of me, Evangelist Vaughn. You're not doing anything of the sort. You're doing the same thing I'm doing, reading God's word, teaching God's word, preaching God's word. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are just an heir just like I am. We share in this thing. This is not my word. This is about God. This is about edification of the kingdom. Hallelujah. So keep right on, sister. Hallelujah. All right. Chapter 11, verse 20 through 24. Number 20 says, in the morning, this is talking about the withered fig tree, which is a sermon on its own. As they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered. Hallelujah. Like, you know, you think about that and like, how could it not? He cursed it. It has to wither. It had no choice. Hallelujah. It said, have faith in God, Jesus answered. I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, go throw yourself in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes what he says will happen, it will be done for him. It will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Hallelujah. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may what? Forgive you of your sin. Hallelujah. Mark 11, 20 through 25. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we are glad to know that God is a good God. Hallelujah. We know that whatever it is that we ask for, if we believe it, then we shall receive it. We know that if we stand together in agreement, hallelujah, against whatever it is that tries to come against us, we shall receive it. And then when we pray, the God says, when we pray, if you hold anything against your brother or your sister, the Bible tells us that we are to forgive him or her. So why are we running around here still, can't talk to our sister and brother, but we got two and three Bibles under our arms? Hallelujah. And we wonder why we can't see things changing. Hallelujah. We have Minister Rosalind Jennings in the house. Hallelujah, sister. God bless you, woman of God. God bless you. Hallelujah. So we are to forgive our sisters and brothers, so that what? He may forgive us our sin. We get hooked up and we get lost in this mythical thing about we want our sins to be forgiven. And we pray and we cry that God forgive our sins. But then we hold against our sisters and brothers all the things that they do. We keep a little pad and we write down everything and we never forget. And then we'll even sometimes tell them, I may have forgiven you, but I won't forget. And 10 and 20 years down the road, you're still telling somebody, I remember when they did this. And I remember when if I hadn't have gave them this, they wouldn't have been able to eat. Hallelujah. But when you ask God to forgive you of your sins, you're ready to just dismiss it. You don't want to hear no more about it. You say God has forgiven that. God has washed that with his blood, and you are through with it. Hallelujah. That's not what the word says. So let's go back to the word and let's check ourselves. When we're doing our self-inventory, let's make sure that we're lining up with the word of God. Hallelujah. No appointment necessary. Maybe it seems too good to be true to us sometimes that we actually have immediate access to the creator of the universe. No appointment is necessary. You don't even have to ask his secretary. He's never too busy. You can bypass the lobby. You ain't got to go sit out in the lobby. You don't have to get on the phone and wait on hold. Hallelujah. No security guard. You can just walk right into his office. Say, Abba, Father. Hallelujah. And come to him with praise. Come to him with thanksgiving. Because he's a good God. Look at the mess that we put ourselves in. And how he picked over it and take us around and shake it off and set us up on a pedestal and said, now look here, go tell your message. Go edify the kingdom. And I dare us get to a point after he's done all of that and we run around and talk about what I've done. I bought myself out of this situation. I was the one who was able to do this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got to get right with the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because he's just that kind of God. He's a good God. Walk right into his office. Come down on bow down knees. His focus is always completely on you, my sister. Always on you, my brother. I don't care how many are calling, he still has his focus on you. Omnipresent. In every way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even our loved ones get distracted sometimes, but God said, I've got you on my mind. I got you, your situation. Even though we get out of hand and we plan all of these things for our life, and then when they get out of whack because our plans don't work and the enemy gets all mixed up in our plans and get us turned in the wrong direction and we're running thinking we're running towards the kingdom and we're running towards hell, hallelujah, and then finally we have to stop and realize, Jeremiah, the Bible says, I know the plans I have for you. Whose plans? His plans. Hallelujah. Plans to prosper you. Plans to push your head. You see where we're going? And we just finally have to come to the point and throw up our hands and we have to surrender all of it. Not just some of it. God, I'm going to give you this situation, but I still need to live with this man, so I can't give you that yet. But we need to surrender it all. Lord, I surrender all. Take control of me. Show me your plans. Now start doing your will in my life. Hallelujah. That's why we don't need appointments. He's willing. He's waiting right there on you. Sisters, brothers, the opportunity is there, but we have to be for real with the Lord. We wonder sometimes how things and why things are not moving and changing in our lives. I look around sometimes at big cities that have these mega churches and everything going, but nothing in the city seems to be changing positive for the Lord. Nothing seems to be making a difference. People are wearing all the biblical things all around their necks, and they got the bracelets, and we wear the clothing, but we're still living in sin, and we can't get to the altar to say vows and just do a marriage. Hallelujah. We're still doing the same thing. We're hanging at the clubs, and we're still drinking it. We still can't tithe. We're still talking because the preacher asked you to tithe. But we want to hold offices in churches, and we want to be the ones that reach out and say, this is my ministry. And then we buy the biggest Bibles, and we drive the biggest cars, but we still can't give God thanksgiving for it. Hallelujah. We have to get our lives straight. We have to get our lives together. Hallelujah. His time is unlimited. We can't say that I was going to take it to God in prayer, but, it was after 9 o'clock p.m. His time is unlimited for us. Hallelujah. 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 You would expect nothing less from your father, right? Your daddy. Those who have earthly daddies who are just there for them. You expect nothing less for them to be there for you. If they can. But they have to work. They have to do other things. But if they can, you expect them to be there for you. Well, God doesn't treat you like a stranger. He doesn't treat you like a business partner. You are his child, dearly loved and cherished. My earthly father was not in my life. So I just get extra excited, hallelujah, that I get to share in the fatherhood of my Abba Father, that I know that I'm cherished by him, that I know that I'm dearly loved by him. Can I get an amen? Is anybody else out there like that? That he didn't even trust the man who was my biological father to step in the shoes to be a daddy to me. He said, I'm sorry, Evangelist Vaughn, I'm going to replace him then. If he don't want to be there, I'm going to do it for you. So I just get excited about, I just know the Lord, and this is my daddy. This is my father, and he cherishes me. You know, there's a lot of women right now today are in destructive relationships just because they feel like they need to be loved by a man, and their earthly father either wasn't there or didn't do it. And so now any man that comes along and tell them some things that have tickled their ears, they stay in that abusive, destructive relationship. They bring kids into that home. Hallelujah. But sister of God, I know you think about leaving, and then he tells you these things, and you end up turning around to say, but woman of God, let me tell you, God loves you. God cherishes you. And each and every day, his mercies are new. He shows you in different ways. Every time you read something in the Word and you get so full of him loving on you, he'll turn it around and do more. He'll give you more. Oh, I can just be riding in a car some mornings I go in at 6 o'clock a.m. to work, and he'll have this beautiful sunset just coming up out of nowhere with these colors. And I'll be like, oh, you're amazing me, Daddy. And you're like, you like that. You're just amazing me. I just love the way you just cherish me. He just showed me things that nobody else could show me. It's just me and him, our relationship. We just got it like that. Hallelujah. What you have with him is going to be in your own way. Because God is just like that. He has all of the attention, all of the focus on you. On you. Hallelujah. If you believe that God loves you, then you can trust that he'll listen to your prayers. So one of the questions we asked at the beginning of the study is, have you ever wondered how to talk to God? We went through the phases of you just open up yourself to him. You just relax and say, this is I. You study his word to get his personality. You start to feel who he is. Who is the God that you're asking, that you're inviting to live in you? You get to experience who he is. You get to talk to him. And you start this relationship. And the relationship continues to grow. You got to start to just get excited about, this is my prayer time. And you'll get there that, every day, I'm just praying all day long. That's all I do. I'm talking to my father all day long. I'm not weird. I don't get all weird out. I can still carry on conversations with my coworkers. I can still do things, but he's still with me. We're just in conversation. As I'm talking to somebody, he spills out. It's just like, oh, thank you, Jesus, for that. Somebody will tell me their situation, and they might not even give him thanks, but I'm thanking him right there for him. I'd be like, well, thank you, Jesus, for that happening in your life, sister. Hallelujah. He's just there. My personal time that I can just get with me and him, that's just an awesome time. I don't accept calls during that time. I don't accept visitors during that time. Everybody know that I need my personal time. Just like the ones of you that are married out there. I'm sure you know you've got to spend personal, intimate time with your spouse. I have to spend that time with my father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. One of the ministers that I know, she was telling me, she said, you know, it's different now that I'm married. She was single for so long. And now that she's married, she said, you know, it's really different because now it's almost like I'm sharing my time that I had with my father. That was our me time. And now I have to share that, you know, with my husband. And she was just saying, you know, it's a little different. It's a little different. Hallelujah, because she was just so used to just being doing it. Hallelujah. But God bless. He is able, fortunately, that she's already prayed and she has a God-fearing man. So he has the same thing. He has time, too, that he wants to just spend with the Lord. So that time with the Lord, he understands when the woman has to get into her prayer closet. Hallelujah. He understands that. Bishop Noel Jones was just preaching the other night talking about ask. If you're asking for a husband, ask for a God-fearing husband. Don't just think, God, send me a man. Send me a husband. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But we can expect that God is going to listen to our prayers. Going to listen to our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. In Mark 11, we just read 20 through 25, and it tells us that Jesus tells us not to waste our words in prayer if we don't believe it. If we don't believe that God will answer us, don't waste our words in prayer. But if we are confident that he will meet our request, hallelujah. Anybody got a request that you need God to meet? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you believe that he will meet your request, oh, then be ready. Be ready, be ready. Be ready for that miracle. Expect a miracle. Expect a miracle. You should expect a miracle. Don't just pray in vain and let your seed just set there. Let it be something that you believe in. Let it be something that is powerful to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because that's who he is. He's just a good God. And we just wonderfully bless his name. We're going to go to the book of James. Again, we're in the New Testament. We were in Mark. So we're going to go to the right. And let's move to the right. We're going to go to the book of James. And let's look at chapter 5, 5 and 15. Chapter 5 and 15. Again, if you went from Mark, you're going to turn to the right and go down. When you get to Hebrew, slow down. James is right next door. If we get into the Peters, 1 Peters, we went too far. All right, so we're at 5 and verse 15 reads, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. Whew. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. One more time, it said, and the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise him up. If he has sinned, he will be forgiven. Again, remember back, we're wanting to be forgiven for our sins. So we have to, what? First, forgive those who sin against us. But in prayer, look at the things that can happen just in prayer. Take your time, sisters and brothers, and just read through James and just start maybe at 13 and continue on after that. Just go through some of the things that happens to you when you are in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. Sick person will become well. For the sake of time, it just moves so quick on us, don't it? Let's turn real quick to Ephesians 3:20, where we can look at how God tells us, he shows us that he wants to bless us beyond our wildest dreams. Again, it's Ephesians 3:20. Hallelujah. Anybody want to be blessed beyond your wildest dream? I do. I do. I have dreams. I just don't have little small dreams. I don't have small dreams, Minister Rosalind. I have big dreams. I have dreams that just, it's beyond me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And let's just take a moment here. When we get there, I think my caller, we got her back on mute. We have another caller, and she's just going to just join in with me. So praise the Lord for her also. All right. God bless. God rest. All right. And again, it's Ephesians 3 and verse 20. And it reads, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurable more than all we ask or imagine." All that we what? Ask or imagine. "According to his power that is at work." I wonder, where is it at? Where does it say? At work within us. So his power is at work within us. "To him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever and ever." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God wants to blow your mind. He wants to set you free and just take you from where you're at. And it's just unimaginable. We're hoping right now that, you know, God, can you just give me a house? He said, "I'm trying to give you houses and cattle and land." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "Can you just give me, I just want my, to just lose a couple pounds." God said, "I'm trying to get you in perfect health." Where you're not even requesting our healing anymore because you're in perfect health. Hallelujah. "I'm not just trying to bring another member to the church." He said, "I have it overflowing for you. If you follow me, if you wait on my timing." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I tell you to believe that you have received the things you asked for in prayer. And God will give them to you. Right now, just tell yourself, "I believe that I will receive the things that I have asked for in prayer." And now you just wait and expect it. God will give it to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I have a couple of questions just to send with you. Do your prayer reflect your faith in God's power? When you're praying, are you praying with the power that God has inside of you? Do you really believe that he's able to do it? Do you believe that you can tell that mountain to go throw itself in the sea? Does your prayers reflect your faith in God's power? Because if they do not, then they're not going to reflect it in the, when you're praying for someone else. When someone else comes up to you and asks you to pray for them, you know what? They can believe it if you're not really believing it in your own life, in your own mind, that God can do this. Then they're going to sense it when you're praying for them. If you don't believe they can do it for you, why would you believe he's going to do it for somebody else? Hallelujah. So we have to get to the place where we actually can believe in our hearts. Keep on growing. Keep yearning for him. Teach us how to get that gap. Ask him, "God, teach me how to love you. Teach me how to trust you." Hallelujah. So we can start to really receiving. Hallelujah. Not just a man, but a God-fearing man. So we can start receiving, not just hearing the word, but understanding the word. Not just taking an understanding and keeping it, but start living the word. That's when you're really doing something, when you're living the word that you have read, that you say you understand, that you preach about, that you teach about. Hallelujah. And yes, the words is for the preacher too. Thank you, Lord Jesus. A lot of times, we as ministers, as evangelists, the word we preach it to ourselves. We got to apply this thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We remind you at the closing to read Psalm 66, 16 and 20. Another verse for you to keep with your heart is Ephesians 6 through 18. Again, Our leaving scriptures for tonight was Psalm 66 and 16 through 20 and Ephesians 6 through 18. You can talk to God because God listens. See, your voice matters in heaven. He takes you very seriously. When you enter his presence, the attendants turn to you to hear your voice. Hallelujah. No appointment needed. No need to fear that you will be ignored, that you will be made fun of. Even if you stammer or stumble, even if you go in there and you get nervous, whatever it is before the Lord, even if what you have to say impresses no one, it impresses God. And he listens. And he gives you all of his attention. And his attention be right on you. His focus is on you. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for your time, for your word. Hallelujah. May it be a changing in everyone's life that needs it at this time. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Jesus. Day 7 tomorrow we will be for our 30-day new believer study. It's going to be on the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Minister Rosalyn, I would love for you to jump in on that. The Holy Spirit. I thank you all for stopping by. I thank you again for the prayer request, and I thank you. Remember the ones, if you need Bibles, I will be more than happy to send Bibles out to you. And this has been a powerful week right now of Bible sending out. I do the postage. I have had server requests this week, and this is just since Sunday. Hallelujah. So I look forward to the rest of them. Again, my email address is thewalkwithmeguide@aol.com. Or you can reach me right here at the Blog Talk Radio. I'll most definitely answer your messages. Or you can call me personally at 210-264-5287. I am available to you because God is available to you, and God is available to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we praise you. We lift up your name, your holy name. We are in there, in your prayers. Keep us in your prayers. We're praying for you. Hallelujah. If nothing else, until tomorrow, remember, we need a song about Jesus. Give us a song about Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you all. We love you.
whatever it is that you need, remember, it is in the Word. Good night. This is Evangelist Von Dumas, and I'm signing off for tonight until tomorrow night, day 7. God bless you. If you need me, remember we're here. Give us a call. Continue to pour into the chat rooms. Continue to look into the archives. Rate the show. Hallelujah. Continue to email me at walkwithmegod@aol.com. Free books, free Bibles, free tracts, whatever information that you need to help you on your way. If you need help finding a church home, we're there for you. And we never want to leave without asking you, if you don't know God, just repeat after me. God, I love you. God, I believe that you died, that you gave your son for my life. Thank you, God, for dying for me, for loving me enough to die for me, for carrying my sins to the cross. I accept you as my Lord and Jesus Christ. I believe that you are the only way back to my Father, and I confess with my heart and my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Amen. If you've just prayed that prayer, then you are a new creature in Christ. You have something to be excited about. You have a new joy. Your slate has just been wiped clean. And I would love to help you in any way that I can. God bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Woo!
Amen. Good night. Bye-bye.
All right. Is there anybody else?